Charlemagne. Say the gang, dunk it other day. Charlemagne.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the hee-haw.
Yes! The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Monday, July 8th goes to 36-year-old Lanice Martin III. Now, Lanice is from Louisiana, and he is a criminal copycat. See, that's the thing about certain crimes, especially certain crimes that are done to entertain social media. And this latest crime is a challenge I hope doesn't catch on. And it's you nasty-ass people, okay, walking into grocery stores, opening containers of ice cream, and licking the product. Now, this all started because a young woman in Lufkin, Texas, who I will not name because she's a minor, went viral. She opened up a container of Blue Bell ice cream and licked it in a local Walmart and put it back in the freezer. Just disgusting. All right, now, before this young woman was identified as a juvenile, police said she could have faced up to 20 years in prison because they had planned on arresting her on a charge of second-degree felony tampering. But she's a juvenile, so now the case will be turned over to the Texas Juvenile Justice Department. Let me tell you something. I don't think this young lady should get 20 years, but she should absolutely be charged with something, all right? Any person who tampers with food in grocery stores, especially something as sacred as ice cream, should be charged with a felony. I don't even eat ice cream. Okay, I'm lactose intolerant. I eat some ice cream and I'll be emptying my ass all damn day. All right, if I eat ice cream, I lose all control of my bowel movement. So a bowl of Blue Bell isn't worth, you know, peeing out Hershey squirts for the rest of the day.
Okay.
But my kids eat ice cream. All right, and your kids eat ice cream. And kids, you know, that we don't know eat ice cream. And it's all these outbreaks from measles to hepatitis. It's just too hard to stay healthy as it is for you people to be out here doing things like this, okay? Well, I guess Lanice, a grown-ass 36-year-old man, is following the lead of a minor because he decided he wanted to go viral by doing what she did. Let's go to WAFB 9 CBS for the report, please.
Here's a first look tonight at the mugshot for a man right here in our area accused of licking ice cream at the store, then putting it back on the shelf. The Assumption Parish Sheriff's Office has identified him as Lanice Martin III. Jesus. Here's the video, much like that other viral video of a teen doing something very similar. This one showing the man in Bell Rose allegedly taking a tub of Blue Bell out of the store freezer and helping himself. He did, in fact, buy that ice cream, according to the sheriff's office, but now faces several charges, including tampering with property. Tonight, officials are sending out a strong warning about the real consequences for any other copycats. So if you're thinking about doing something similar, just don't.
No one man should have all that corny. Okay, listen, authorities, in order for this to stop, you have to make an example out of somebody. And Lanice is the perfect guy. All right, he's 36 years old. All right. 4 years to 40. His frontal cortex is fully developed. He's been on this earth for 13,142 days. Okay, 432 months. He's been alive for over 18 million minutes. I'm saying all that to say he knows better. All right, this man, Lanice, licked and fingered Blue Bell ice cream and then put it back on the shelf. And licked and fingered is exactly what needs to happen to him in someone's prison. All right, this man, Lanice, has been charged with unlawful posting of criminal activity for notoriety and publicity and tampering with property. I never knew unlawful posting of criminal activity for notoriety and publicity was a charge, but man, I wanted to start being enforced, starting with this brother named Lanice. Now, I hate to see black men go to jail, but not when they make these kind of choices. There's certain crimes that I understand, certain poor choices I understand, because I understand the circumstances that causes black men to do certain crimes. If you're taking a penitentiary chance to make some money, I may not agree with it, but I understand it because I did it, and people got to eat. All right, now it's always something better you could be doing, but hey, sometimes we become products of our environments, all right? If you are in a supermarket and you're stealing food because your kids are starving, I understand that. Hell, if you broke and it's your kid's birthday party and you done spent your last on the cake, but you need ice cream to go with that cake, I would have a lot of empathy for a person in that situation if they got caught stealing ice cream out of the grocery store. But if you are a 36-year-old grown-ass boy and you are in a grocery store licking and fingering ice cream just to go viral, you need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And everybody in that prison needs to know why you are there. You should have to wear a t-shirt in prison that says, "I lick and finger things for fun." All right? And let's see how that works out for you. Now, Envy, you said you didn't think the minor should be charged with a felony.
No.
What about this grown-ass man who likes to lick and finger things for fun?
Grown-ass man, he's just dumb. He's old enough. But the young girl, no way. She shouldn't have a felony on her record. She shouldn't have that. People make stupid mistakes. You made dumb mistakes. You made dumb mistakes.
I
made dumb mistakes.
I would never think to do that.
That's disgusting.
You sold crack.
Yes, but I ain't never licked it and handed it to the crackhead. All right, that would be just disgusting.
No, that would be disgusting.
All right,
come on, goodness.
This guy sells crack, but I never licked a crack and sold it.
I never have.
You know what?
I haven't.
I can't.
You know? Now, we just need to make an example out of this, man, all right? Number one, it's corny for you to be trying to go viral at 36. Number two, it's a health risk and unsanitary. Number three, I want to see consequences and repercussions because I would not be out here sick or have my kids getting a virus because some grown man was trying to go viral. Please give Lanice Martin III the sweet sounds and the Hamiltons, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw!
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Disgusting world we live in.